So finding a comfortable position to be able to sit and relax for the next 10 or so minutes. Working to relax the body with each and every breath. If we like, we can use the practice of attracting atoms of aspiration. So breathing in, imagining we're breathing in these higher atomic intelligences. When we breathe them, they attract to the root of the nose. And then we imagine them going into the heart. Feeling that we're rejuvenating with each breath. So in tonight's practice, I want us to work in a practice of transmutation. We work with the mantra Hum Sa. The first part, Hum, is a silent mantra. We say it mentally. And we work to move our creative vital energies, imagining them in our reproductive organs. We breathe in, we mentally pronounce the mantra Hum, imagining that energy rising up the spine, depositing in the third eye. So we breathe in, we hold the energy in the third eye for a short while. And then we release it into the heart. We use the mantra Sa. So in this practice, we work with mantra, we work with breath, and we work with visualization. So again, we visualize the energies from reproductive organs going up the spine, breathing in, pronouncing Hum. Holding there and releasing to the heart. Repeating in our own time for a short while. This practice of transmutation is also a form of pranayama. So we've built up some energies Move some energies around. Strengthen the heart center. We're going to do a reflection on the three factors of the revolution of the consciousness, which is the work on the self. To become solar men, we work. The first reflection is on the dissolution of the ego. So, how do we understand or comprehend who we are? And how we can create the circumstances in our life. As in how our actions create our circumstances. If we're not sure what this means, perhaps if we can find an egoical manifestation that exists in our life and how it changes our perception, our concepts, and how it attracts circumstances. So this is what we want to learn to do better. The self-observation and comprehension. The second reflection relates to the second factor of the revolution of the consciousness. How can we learn to conserve our energies to use for our inner work? Where can we rescue energy in our day? To create more space, more time. Is there something we worry about too much that zaps our mental vital energy? Third reflection is, how can we learn to cooperate with others? Or how can we be of service to others? Any way, shape or form. So let's finish this practice with two more transmutation practices. So using the mantra Hum Sa, breathing in, mentally pronouncing Hum. Focusing the energies in the third eye. And then we pronounce Sa, releasing energy to the heart. And then slowly bringing our awareness back to the body, back to our environment. And when we're ready, we can end the practice.